Our Stiles & Watkins road trip to Radio Row in Las Vegas is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. For car maintenance from oil changes to tires and brakes, Jiffy Lube has you covered. Now back to more of Stiles & Watkins.
Oil changes, tire rotations, or overall car maintenance, think Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube is the place to take your car for your next road trip. Jiffy Lube, proud sponsor of Stiles & Watkins Radio Row road trip to Las Vegas. Joined by ESPN NFL senior reporter Jeremy Fowler. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
So let's start here, Jeremy. As far as the Niners are concerned, they've gotten so close. But how unique is it for a team? I know they haven't won the big one just quite yet. How unique is it for a team to sustain this level of success in this day and age in the NFL when, because of that success, they got a different coordinator every season, all those types of things? How unique is what the Niners are doing?
Well, it's unique. I wouldn't say it's unique from the vantage point of how they're built, right? Because when you have common dominators like Kyle Shanahan and like 7 to 8 real star players, like most teams just don't have that. They might have 3 or 2 or 4, but to have legitimate 7 or 8 guys that are top 10 at their position, that's hard to compete with. You know, like the Saints come to mind, even though they didn't win a ton of championships, but they always kind of had that when they had Drew Brees and they were rolling. So, so they have that's built in, and that gives them sort of a confidence. And you saw, like, with the Ravens and with the Detroit Lions, they're really good teams, but they kind of folded under the pressure, where San Fran's been through it enough where they're able to recover and win a game when the pressure's on. But it's pretty rare. I mean, it's hard enough to get to one, let alone three.
Yeah. On the note of being plucked, the Niners coaching staff and their players and such, there was a report the other day from ESPN's Seth Wickersham about NFL owners allegedly being upset that the Niners had been so successful with their minority coaching and more specifically getting the compensatory picks for that. What are your thoughts on that? And I mean, is that the Niners' fault?
No, it's definitely not the Niners' fault. I mean, they've got a hot tree of successful people. Like, they have a pipeline, so it's hard to knock that. So the way the chips have fallen, you know, Kwesi Adofa-Mensah, the Vikings GM 2 years ago, nobody really saw him as a big name, but very smart guy in a smart organization. You get an opportunity, you knock out the interview, you get the job. So I think it was I don't know the exact nature of the complaints, but I'm not surprised because owners see that and they'd be like, okay, do they really need a gazillion third-round picks?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, is that really necessary? I could see that complaint in that way. Maybe some venting of frustration, but I don't think anything's going to come from it.
Yeah, talking to Jeremy Fowler, ESPN NFL senior reporter. Jeremy, we know how much Niner fans want this championship. You know, the heartbreak even with Shanahan, before Shanahan. How important is it, I guess, from the national narrative standpoint, for Shanahan to get it done when the NFC, let's be honest, was a little bit down this season? And I keep picking against Mahomes just because I just feel like if you aren't going to do it this season, I don't know when you're going to do it. How important is it for Shanahan to get this done?
Well, it's important, no doubt about it. It's because this is when legacies are shaped, right? And it's if he doesn't win this one, then it's kind of like, okay, well, when's the time if it's going to happen? But you look at the other side of the field with Andy Reid. Kyle Shanahan reminds me a little bit of Andy Reid in his Philadelphia tenure, right? Super successful, got to the Super Bowl, NFC Championship every year, couldn't get it done. That didn't make him less of a coach.
Right.
He went somewhere else, and he got Patrick Mahomes, and the rest is history. So the fact that Kyle, if you count Atlanta, has gotten here 3 times without that sort of quarterback play, or even maybe even top 10 quarterback play. Now you could argue Brock Purdy is that now, but it's really impressive just to even get here. I'm impressed by that. Because I know the significance of how hard it is to do that. But at the same time, you know, the questions persist about can you build a roster that will, you know, fight through some hiccups and, you know, lean on their experience and their resolve and resilience to get it done. You know, has he shown that at the highest level yet? Probably not, and this is the time.
It was the big talking point this offseason, or one of the big talking points this offseason, running back value, guys like Jonathan Taylor asking for his money, Saquon asking for his money. You see Christian McCaffrey win Offensive Player of the Year last year. His team's in the Super Bowl. Is Christian an example of running back value, or is he the exception?
He's probably the exception. He was just hurt those 2 years, so nobody knew it when he had signed that big contract. Yeah. But, he is a little different just because of all he can do.
Yeah, it's versatility.
Every coach I've ever talked to that's worked with him, just they say he's literally the perfect football player taken out of a lab. Like, that's what you would want it to look like. You know, he does everything, works extremely hard. Great character, versatile. So as long as he's healthy, he's the best, and I don't really think there's any doubt right now. But and I just don't see anybody getting that kind of contract right now.
Right.
You know, Saquon was hurt all year on his ankle and still played well and fought through it and gave them a chance. So, you know, he deserves a big contract. But I just, you know, he's been in the league 6 years now, and the window closes.
Talking to Jeremy Fowler, ESPN NFL senior reporter. Jeremy, I feel like we are at a crossroads with the wide receiver position, right? They're getting paid a lot of money, and they deserve it. But it's so unique how nowadays anybody can be a wide receiver in terms of different sizes, shapes. If you got speed, whatever you can do, they'll find a spot for you. Do you think that wide receivers will continue to get paid at this premium? Or let's say a Marvin Harrison Jr. pops. It just feels like every season, every draft, there are more wide receivers coming in. Could it turn into not the running back position, but something similar to where we got Brandon Ayuk coming up here for the Niners? Is Brandon Ayuk basically, I feel like he's the line. Do we pay a guy like that, or can we find a Brandon Ayuk, a cheaper Brandon Ayuk in the draft?
Yeah, you know, it is so circumstantial and depending on the player that it is hard to put a blanket statement on that, because you still have things in tiers, right? Like, on paper, you could say, okay, if a wide receiver class is deep every year in the draft, then it's going to be a saturated field in free agency and you're just not going to need to pay him. But, you know, if you're like a top 10 guy, like look at Mike Evans this year, right? Like, he's 30-plus years old. Every down, you get the safety to roll over. You know, I really think it depends on what you dictate from the defense. If you have two or even three defenders on you a lot of the time, that's worth $25 to $30 million a year. Like, it just is. Yeah. I don't care who you are. I don't care where, you know, what is in the draft. Like, if you have that, it's worth a lot of money. And Tyreek is worth that for that reason. So, Brandon Ayuk, I don't know. I mean, he's very good. He's gotten better. Great after the catch. Could it be a number one somewhere else? Yeah. And is he a number one with San Fran? Probably. So you got to weigh how far you're willing to go with that financially. I think they'll try. They've paid their good players, you know.
Yeah.
And so they'll probably try to do that with him.
I'm curious. I think it was earlier this week. Weird stuff happening here in Vegas with Cliff Kingsbury. And it seemed like he was going to be accept a job as the Raiders OC and then goes and takes a job in Washington. Was that just premature reporting, or did something behind the scenes happen where it did kind of fall through?
I think it was just like a lot of times the way this reporting works with the coaches is, okay, if a team's identified a top target, like we want to hire this guy,
right?
It typically tends to get out. Like, they're working toward a deal or this and that. So, you know, I think they wanted to hire him, and he wanted to be there. It's just contractually they didn't come to an agreement. You know, I'd heard kind of right after that it was a situation where they offered him a two-year deal. Most good coordinators with a bigger name get 3 years. So I think Washington was glad to give him 3 years. So sometimes it comes down to that.
Yeah, talking to Jeremy Fowler, ESPN NFL senior reporter. Jeremy, before we get you out of here, got to get your pick. See the big banner right here. Yeah. Niners and Brock Purdy, do they get it done, number six? Or Patrick Mahomes, do they turn themselves into a dynasty?
Yeah, I picked San Fran, 27-24. McCaffrey's my MVP.
Okay.
Wow. I just don't feel great about it because of the defense.
Sure.
Like, I don't know what I'm looking at the last couple games, honestly. So I'm betting on them turning around. But when you have effort issues in the NFC Championship game, it's an issue.
Yeah.
So I don't feel good about it. But I feel like they're the better team, better roster. I like the Chiefs' defense better, and I like the quarterback better. So if that's going to, you know, tight ends might, you know, might be a wash at this point. Kelce, Kittle, both great. Offensive line, maybe the Chiefs a little better. But, you know, San Fran just packs more punch. They have more star power, more players that can change the game. So I'm going to go to that, but I don't know. The defense has to show me more.
Yeah, you are in the minority, it seems like. I mean, we're seeing stuff on social media, everybody that we've had, but hopefully the Niners can get it done. Jeremy Fowler. Jeremy, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks,
we will
guys.
Talk to you again soon. Enjoy the rest of your time in Vegas.
For sure. Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
You.
All right, you got to get to a break. When we get back, more Styles and Watkins live from Las Vegas. Thanks to Jiffy Lube, Sactown Sports.
Jiffy Lube, a proud partner of Sactown Sports, is sending Styles and Watkins on the road to Las Vegas.
Whoa! Road trip!
Starting Wednesday from 10 to 2, join the guys live from Radio Row as they get exclusive interviews to prep you for the big game.
Yeah! Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
It's Stiles and Watkins live from Vegas, all part of our Jiffy Lube road trip on Sactown Sports and the Sactown Sports app.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments. And after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
Our Stiles and Watkins road trip to Radio Row in Las Vegas is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. For car maintenance from oil changes to tires and brakes, Jiffy Lube has you covered. Now back to more of Stiles and Watkins.
Gonna peel back the curtain a little bit.
Yeah.
Special thanks to Jiffy Lube for
making we're winding down. This is the last
hour. Road trip to Radio Row possible. Jiffy Lube, a proud sponsor of Sactown Sports. Gonna peel back the curtain a little bit. So I guess it's close enough, right? You've seen the commercials. I'm sure everybody has. But Bounty has been just stuffing us with wings this whole week,
right? Every single day.
Yeah, so they have this whole setup where you can throw a football. They got, you know, you can throw a football into a circle.
Yeah.
They got the Bounty, the quicker picker-upper. And they're handing you paper towels as they hand you wings. So we've been enjoying the wings the whole time we've been here. Nate says he's done with the wings.
I know.
Because he's had too many wings. I already had mine for today. You can't have too many wings.
I promise you I'm going to have wings on Sunday, too.
Well, you have to.
This is not going to stop.
They did not have lemon pepper, though.
I know.
And, you know, we were – it was a little rough.
Also, I've talked about this before, too. They give us some barbecue sauce. I'm just not a barbecue wing guy. It's got to be the buffalo or the lemon pepper for me. It just doesn't do it. Doesn't do it for me, the buffalo – the barbecue wings.
We're having fun, all right? So let's just take it there.
Yeah.
Where are you at? I don't know if we've talked about this already, but are you at with the flats and drumsticks?
Ooh.
Please don't let me down.
I don't discriminate. I really don't.
Okay, good. Because purist.
It's the same to me.
The purist, I'm just sick of it.
I will say I really shouldn't be as proud of it as I am, but I can smack a wing pretty quick. Like, if you give me a flat, I can.
Kyle, can you cut that?
I can peel it off
can
the
you
bone
cut that?
In about 2-3 seconds. It's at some point in my life.
You got video?
I'm going to get into a wing eating competition.
See,
I feel like I could do some damage.
See, okay. You got the wings taken care of. Yeah. I wouldn't do wings. I would do tacos, though.
Tacos. Really?
I have put down probably 12 in one sitting. You know the taco truck.
Solo 12.
Solo 12. Solo 12. And they were cooking them. They were laughing at me, too. You're going to eat more? Yeah, I'm going to eat more.
Yeah.
I did 12.
Is that like at a wedding or something?
I was working at the country club back in college.
Ah,
and, you know, you hungry.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. So they're making the tacos.
Stay hungry.
And, you know, when everybody else eats, they said, hey, guys, go get your tacos. And
I got my tacos.
Are you
like a plain like you just like the meat and the onions and the cilantro?
No. I like the salsa. I like everything
you like
on
the salsa
it. You know what I mean? I got to get it going that way.
Cool.
Okay, we are going to be joined.
Yes, I'm excited for this one, man. Jay's doing me tons of favors this trip. We got a couple of Temple people on.
Jay got a couple of Longhorns on.
Let me get a couple Vikings on, okay? We had Andrew Sandejo yesterday.
That's right.
And, you know, we're about to get some Eric Kendricks on here in a minute. Mm-hmm. I saw Kyle Rudolph walking around.
Well, you can't miss him.
No, you can't miss him.
There's some big boys
here. I think I saw Alexander Mattison walking around.
Yeah.
One day the Vikings will be in the game themselves. But, it's pretty crazy.
This might be the closest you get.
I think this is. This really might be the closest.
You ran into a Vikings fan
on the elevator.
Yes. So, you know. I mean, I feel like you are a shady, strong fan base.
No, it's huge. People really don't understand. I mean, I was here. Obviously, I came to that Raider Vikings game a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Or at this point, it was a couple months ago. And, yeah, man, they come out. And it's really a sneaky big fan base. They don't really get the pub of, you know, obviously they're not to the level of the Cowboys or even to the level of the Niners. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, man, like, if we're talking, you know, maybe like Steelers territory, there's a shady amount of Vikings fans all around the country.
Yeah, you know, are there any rankings? I know they'll say
they should.
They do
really
it based
should.
On money sometimes,
right.
But strongest fan bases, yeah. And I don't even know if there's a good way to really measure it.
Well, they would probably do it by brand, right? Like brand value.
You'd have
and
to.
And then it's the Cowboys.
It's the Cowboys.
You know, and
it's
the Patriots Cowboys. With their
my driver stuff. Yesterday, she was Cowboys, Lakers, and Dodgers.
What
I almost jumped out,
yeah,
of
out of the car.
It was
vehicle.
A moving car. I almost jumped out of a moving vehicle.
I already don't trust Vegas Lyfts and Ubers.
Yeah.
And if she would have told me that, I seriously would have. No, you can peel off. Right,
you know what
now.
She
it's
did
okay.
tell me, though, as we talked about the A's last week, continue to talk
yeah.
about the A's. What she told me is, you know, obviously, like I said, she's Cowboys. So the integrity there is already
yes,
a bit questionable.
Corrupted.
But the Raiders, even though it is the Raiders, it's the Raiders brand, right?
Yeah.
And they spoke
yeah,
a little
huge.
Bit about this when we talked to Singer TQ a couple days
right.
ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Raiders have fully been adopted in Vegas. I just think that the Vegas brand
yeah.
is just now in Vegas,
yes,
right? The
exactly.
Raiders brand is just now
they just
in
so happened to play.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. And she said same thing about,
it's
you know,
like
the A's moving.
Like Globetrotters or something.
Exactly. What she said was, you know who everybody really, really rides for? It's the Knights. Because
yeah.
the Knights, that's actually
theirs.
Their baby.
Yeah.
Okay, that is their homegrown team. So I thought that was really interesting
yeah.
when I decided to continue to listen, even though she said she was Lakers, Dodgers, and Cowboys. So, yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
And we've had some great guests today. And, you know, I just feel bad that I didn't believe Niner fans about this underdog thing.
I
do think it was premature. I do think it was premature, but they ended up being right. Because nobody is picking the Niners.
Nobody. And even if they are, I mean, you heard Jeremy Fowler there. He's like, I'm going to pick the Niners, but
basically,
even
I don't
not
want
really,
to.
You know, he's
yeah.
like, I like their quarterback. I like the Chiefs quarterback more.
Yeah.
I like their defense more. And I think I like their coach more. And I think I just trust them more overall.
Yeah.
But the Niners should win.
The and Niners
like,
should win.
It's almost like you're picking them by default because it feels like you have to out of respect. But I think, again, as we've talked about, everybody wants to pick Patrick Mahomes, and mm-hmm. it makes a ton of sense. And if you're a believer in the outside stuff affecting the game at all in terms of, you know, does the NFL want a certain person to win? Yeah, of course you're probably going to say it would be great for the NFL for Travis Kelce to cry and go to midfield and propose to Taylor Swift
oh my
immediately
goodness.
After the game. But, man, that's just not how this thing's worked. Again, we've seen Tom Brady. We've seen GOATs. Try to pull off a perfect season, and Eli Manning and the Giants upset them. There's no predetermined anything. Yes, it's okay to have fear of Patrick Mahomes, but I feel like people are just frozen by that fear.
Yeah, let's sneak in some Kings talk here, Chris.
Oh man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Look, they're gonna ball tonight.
Hey, we didn't play Monty McNair's press conference. Should we play a snippet right here of Monty McNair talking about all of his moves?
I don't know if you'll be in.
Ready? Three, two.
I can smack
one.
A wing pretty quick.
Okay. That is, all right, Kyle. That's foul. Fair foul. That's foul, Kyle.
I can smack a wing pretty quick.
There. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Because he didn't do anything. I did see
anything.
Our own Brendan Nunes. For us, this is from Monty McNair.
Yeah.
For us, we know the job is never done. We'll continue to vet those opportunities to make our team better. We're excited about what we got going forward. Mm. That is from Kings GM. Monty McNair. I mean, what else can you say?
Yeah, right. I mean, what else can you say is, yeah, we like what we got going on. We believe in our guys. Sure, that's all fine and dandy. But you better hope that those guys go out there and prove you right. Because if this team ends up in the play-in, and God forbid they don't even make it out of the play-in,
yeah.
there is going to – I don't care about, you know, reigning – GM of the year. I'm not calling for Mike Brown, but
yeah.
it's on Monty at that point. I'm not calling for his job either, but questions have to be asked if this team ends up really floundering at the end of this year because they did nothing.
Yeah, and this could get ugly, okay? And it can go from it being a Cinderella story, if you will, or a comeback story.
Nice.
Hold on a second.
This is live radio at its finest.
Yes, sir. Alan, Chris.
Yes. Alan. Thank you, Michael.
Man?
Appreciate you hopping on, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No problem.
We are joined by Michael Brockers, defensive tackle. How are you doing, my man?
Man, I'm doing good. Doing good. Hey, am I peeking? Am I
no,
good?
No, you're good. Okay. You sound great. Good.
Oh, peeking. You know the lingo.
I know.
Man,
hey, someone's getting into the media.
You know I'm on the dark side
yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah. How is that? Do you think you want to continue to dabble? And, I mean, everybody's doing it. How, you think you want to go full on and do it?
I'm working on that now. Mm-hmm. I'm talking with my team now. You know, I'm a very humble guy.
Yeah.
You know, this space is unknown to me. Mm-hmm. It's different. And I would be lying to you if I didn't tell you. I'm nervous a lot of the time.
Sure.
Just on how I'm speaking, how I'm, you know, pronouncing my words. Am I getting it out? You know, am I getting, you know, the point out, you know? So there's a lot of things, you know, because I'm a perfectionist as well. You know, the athlete, you know, competitive side of me. Comes out, so I just want to be good, you know, and I want to be good fast, and that's not how this thing works.
It sounds like me and golfing, man. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen.
Man,
you know, we're here in Vegas, mm-hmm. right? We're talking to Michael Brockers, and we're here in Vegas, and obviously they were in Oakland, and then they moved on to Vegas. So you don't really hear about the players and how that affects you. You went through a similar mm-hmm. thing, St. Louis, and then mm-hmm. Los Angeles. Can mm-hmm. you talk about how it feels as a player? I don't know if feel bad is the wrong term, uh-huh. but you see the people in the city, you know that you're leaving, you're going mm-hmm. to a different city. You, yourself, your family, all that. Talk about that transition from the player standpoint.
Man, that situation started off really early. Like, there were whispers in St. Louis about mm-hmm. us leaving, but, you know, me kind of somewhat understanding the game, I was like, there's no way we can move that fast.
Right.
There has
right.
to be a bunch of things. They have to find space, land, all this, you know. And we played through the season, and it kind of got worse as the season going, you know. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, yeah, they're really leaving. I'm like, yeah, right. Then I find out when everybody else finds out mm-hmm. on the news.
Wow.
Los Angeles is moving. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, so this is real, you mm-hmm. know. This is real. We have to, you know, transition and things like that. So the team did as much as they could to help us out. You know, mm-hmm. let's be honest. You know, they offered us moving companies, things like that. They told us where they were going to be. But it's just still such a struggle to pick your family up really quickly, you know, move your stuff. You're still settled. You know, we still had a home in Houston. So the offseason messed up our offseason a little bit.
Yeah.
So, man, it was tough, you know, when it's the business side. They just decide to – hey, we're moving, and you're a part of that, and you have to pick yourself up and move as well.
Mm. How have you viewed the 49ers kind of Super Bowl run here, I mm-hmm. guess, from, you know, I mean, your first year in the mm-hmm. league in 2012 all the way through now? They've gone through so many different iterations, but mm-hmm. at the same time, with a couple lean years mm-hmm. there, but for the most part, we're at the top of the game. Just what's your perspective on how the Niners have kind of built this thing out?
I think their front office is really well. I think their front office is built well because they go through different regimes and they seem to always get the right guys for that team. You know, that they have a winning culture about them, and, you know, they get guys that believe in that culture.
Yeah.
You know, if you're hard-nosed, gritty, you know, fight to the whistle kind of guy, and they feel like you fit that team, they're going to pick you, and most, you know, for the most part, they end up keeping their guys. So, you know, a team like that is going to always do well.
Yeah.
There you go. Talking to Michael Brockers, defensive tackle. What do you think is maybe the most underrated part of either the Chiefs or the Niners? We've talked to so many people. You've done so many hits. We talk about Brock.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about Taylor Swift. I mean, Travis
right,
Kelce.
Right,
we talk
right,
about
right, right, right,
everybody.
Right.
What's an underrated part of either the Niners or the Chiefs that you think could come out during the Super Bowl?
I don't think it's underrated, but, I mean, me knowing as a player, if mm-hmm. the D-line gets after the quarterback, it's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
If the D-line can control the line of scrimmage without, you know, linebackers blitzing and pressure, it's going to be a long day.
Right.
So the D-lines on both sides have to utterly dominate the game and disrupt the passes, disrupt, you know, the timing in order for them to be successful.
Mm.
I'm curious. You spent a couple of years there in Detroit as well. Mm-hmm. What did you view Dan Campbell building that culture and turning it into the thing that we saw this year? And as a player, too, his hyper-aggressive style of, mm-hmm. of coaching, do you like that as a player?
I think you do. I mean, you have to if you're going in knowing what kind of guy he is.
Right.
If you know that, now everybody
yeah,
should
now
know
everybody
that
knows,
he's
yeah,
going to, you
caps,
know, he's
right
going to bite
thing.
The kneecaps. He's going to put it on the table and gamble.
Yeah.
So going in there, you know, like, oh, if it's close, fourth and one, they're on that side of the field.
Yeah.
Hey, look, defense, get ready.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they might get, you know, they might go for
right.
it. So for us, it's, you know, they're getting the right guys. They're
yeah.
building it the right way. They're building it from the inside out, you know, from the trenches out. So I think, and then a lot of guys see them winning as well. So you see the atmosphere, you see them winning.
Yeah.
It's easy for guys to be like, okay, I can do a stint in Detroit now. You
yeah.
know, instead of feeling like, oh,
right.
man, I'm going to go to Detroit and get lost.
Yeah.
You know, now you know, okay, they're going to be on TV. They're going to be on Sunday Night Football. I'm going to be seen. Even if I do a one-year deal or whatever, what have you, I will get, you know, if I ball out or I play well, I will get seen and possibly move on to something greater.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brock, man, you are here not as a player, mm-hmm. but as someone that's on our side of the media, man. Talk mm-hmm. about the broadcast, man, and what it is
yes.
to, because we've had Tequila Spikes, we've had guys now mm-hmm. who are transitioning to doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
How is it being, instead of being interviewed like you are right now, doing the interviewing?
It's nerve-wracking, bro. It's nerve-wracking. I'm not going to lie, bro. Because, like I said earlier, I'm a perfectionist, so I want to go into, you know, if I look in your bio, I'm not just going to ask you, oh, how did you, you know, make all these socks in this game? No, I'm going to ask you, you know, how was your mindset going into this game? Did
yeah.
did you feel, like, I want to go deeper, you know, into the athlete's mind. Like, I want to humanize the athletes. We get praised too much being gladiators too much, you know.
Yeah.
And that is one side of, you know, what we do. But the other side is we have hobbies. We have families. We go through things. So I want the fans to know the other side of the athletes.
Talking to Michael Brockers. Michael, thank you so much. Go check out the broadcast. But
yes,
you know we
yes.
can't let you go without getting a pick. Who
Come
you got on.
On
Sunday?
I have no dog in this fight. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. I just want a good game.
Yeah.
And I know that's cliche, but when you don't have a dog in the fight, you just like, really, I just want some good football.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, good football, the best team wins, and it is what it is.
There you go, Michael
yes,
Brockers.
Sir.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your time in Vegas.
Yes.
Got
to
get to a break. When we get back, more Styles and Watkins live from Vegas. Thanks to Jiffy Lube, Sactown Sports.
It started with 32 teams back in September with one goal. Now we're down to the final two with a chance to earn the coveted Lombardi Trophy.
It's Super Bowl 58 as the Kansas City Chiefs look to go back-to-back while the San Francisco 49ers seek their sixth Super Bowl title.
Super Bowl 58, Sunday at 3:30 on your home for the NFL, Sactown Sports and SactownSports.com.
Shop can't-miss deals on appliances this President's Day at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $75 on every $750 you spend on all major appliances, like LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances. Shop in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 228. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Kevin Lewis of National Garage Door. Whether you need to repair a broken spring, install a new opener, or buy a quality Rainer door, National Garage Door is here for you. Call us today to see how we can transform your house with a new garage door.
638-4554 National Garage Door.
Capital Casino has been serving the greater Sacramento area in the same convenient downtown location for over 20 years with plenty of close-by, well-lit parking monitored by security staff and offering the most variety of table games in the region in a safe and friendly environment. best food, best service, and the best action. That's Capital Casino. For more information on tournaments and gaming, check out their website at capital-casino.com. And please remember to gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
When accidents turn life upside down, AutoAccident.com is in your corner. Compassionate advice, loyal support, and the courage to fight for you. AutoAccident.com. That's AutoAccident.com.
Sacramento's premier music festival, Country in the Park, is back. Two big old nights, May 17th and 18th at Cal Expo, with Bradley Gilbert, Dustin Lynch, Walker Hayes, and more. Plus line dancing, a mechanical bull, and Sacramento's best food trucks. One-day tickets are on sale now, starting at $46, or upgrade your experience with VIP or pit passes. Country in the Park, May 17th and 18th at Cal Expo. For more info, visit CITPFest.com.
Brought to you by Hubble Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Center.
Want the best movie experience in town? Join Sactown Sports IMAX Pass by visiting SactownSports.com. Sign up today. You can win tickets to see this week's films at the Esquire IMAX Theater.
The new year is here at Folsom Lake Kia. Shop my favorite dealer, Folsom Lake Kia, for low interest rates, low payment with zero down deals with approved credit. Folsom Lake Kia for over 25 years right here in Sacramento.
Join Sactown Sports at Twin Peaks for big game action on over 40 screens. And your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to see pop icons The Jacksons at Thunder Valley on March 30th. Don't miss it.
Sactown Sports road trip to Vegas to cover the big game is brought to you by Jiffy Lube, your place to take your car before your next road trip.
Radio Row coverage from Las Vegas is brought to you by Jiffy Lube, your road trip headquarters.
Oil changes, tire rotations, your overall car maintenance, think Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube is the place to take your car for your next road trip. Jiffy Lube, proud sponsor of Stiles & Watkins Radio Row road trip to Las Vegas, joined by Eric Kendricks, Chargers linebacker. Thank you so much, man.
No problem. Don't sleep on the car maintenance either. You know, that's much needed.
That's what I'm saying.
I slept on it for way too long.
I'm a big car guy, and, you know, don't let it stack up. You know,
so you're a big car guy. Does that mean you got some classics in the garage?
Yeah, I got my version of classics. I don't go past the 90s, really, but I have a Mustang LX 5.0, mm-hmm. 93. Last year it was made. I have a 95 Dodge Viper.
Okay.
I got some other stuff that's, you know, we don't have to talk about, but, you know,
yeah.
I'm a car guy, basically.
Well, yeah. We can tell right there. Some guys got shoes, you got cars. That's right. What happened to the Viper? Did they just stop making them?
They discontinued it as far as, like, going into the future. But originally, you know, the original Viper, well, they just threw it together to race. It was designed by Shelby, I think. Mm-hmm. And, they're basically cars that are just ridiculous amount of power, and I'm happy I have one.
There you go. All right. We know – I'll let Chris talk, but he is our Minnesota Vikings guy. But you are with the Chargers now, obviously. Harbaugh gets named. How excited are you? What were your first thoughts when you heard the news?
Yeah, you know, I think my first thoughts were, you know, it's general nervousness because, you know, it's going to be a new change. You know it's coming, but it's just kind of like, you know, what's to be expected. But at the same time, I had a conversation with him recently, and I'm excited, man. I feel like, you know, my main goal is to win a Super Bowl, and if he's gonna take us there – which I think, you know, he's a great coach. I want to be a part of it, you know, and I want to be a part of that, and I'm down for whatever. I just want to win at this point in my career.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I forgot the second part of that question.
that was pretty much.
I'm curious. I mean, yeah, like Alan said, I'm Vikings fan, so I watched you and AB play together from UCLA all the way through Minnesota, and the Niners have a similar linebacking core that's got a ton of experience with Warner and Greenlaw. How important is that, and like why is it so important to kind of have that unspoken thing with somebody that you've played with for so long?
You know, I feel like especially the linebacker position has been kind of undervalued the past couple years.
Yeah.
You know, I think that it's super important as far as, you know, where your defense is, you know, the heart of your defense is at. You know, these are your main communicators between the back and the front end. And, you know, when you have a guy like Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw, you know, you're it's automatic. You know, the communication is automatic. They've been playing for years together. Yeah. They can look at each other and know how to communicate. And that goes a long way, especially when, it, you know, The Chiefs are on the ball quick and things like that. You know, there's a lot of unspoken, you know, things that happen in the game that you rely on experience to take you through. So when you have two guys that are playing at the level that they're playing at, and they're able to communicate and not only communicate but excel at their position, and you know, it's almost priceless.
Yeah. Talking to Aaron Kendricks, linebacker for the Chargers. Eric, you know, we talk so much about Brock Purdy and obviously Patrick Mahomes. They're in the big dance. And all this conversation about Brock Purdy being overrated or underrated, right? Or actually both, depending on who you talk to. It feels like, oddly enough, Justin Herbert has been catching strays and is weirdly moving into a category where he might be the comeback player of the year next season, because people are starting to sleep on him. We know he's got the tools. We know he has everything on paper. Honestly, you can make the argument he is the anti-Purdy just from, ooh, he has all of the drafty things that people like. Can you speak to Justin Herbert and who he is as a leader and a quarterback?
Man, great leader, great quarterback, you know, great competitor. He's a competitor at heart, which is like the number one quality of a quarterback you look for. You know, you want a dog who's out there and is willing to scrap for it. He has all those, you know. You stand next to him in the locker room, and he's a large human.
Right.
He can bench a lot. He can run fast, you know, way faster than people probably think. You know, I feel like ultimately, you know, it was upsetting for me because, you know, we didn't do good this past year. And I just feel like, you know, guys like Justin Herbert, guys like, you know, Khalil Mack, you know, like we need to put things together for those kind of guys that are just out there day in and day out, you know, putting on for the squad, and you know, you gotta want to do better for those guys. But you know, it's a collective effort, and they know that more than anybody. They're ballers, you know.
Yeah,
he's a baller.
Yeah, absolutely. Eric, I'm sorry, I gotta ask. We're in Vegas right now. Last time y'all were here, it was not very happy times. What happened in that what was it, week 15 Thursday night game in Vegas where, I mean, the Raiders – I was actually at that Vikings-Raiders game the week before where it was 0-0 heading all the way into, like, the last 2 minutes of the game. And then the very next week, the Raiders put up 63. What went wrong that week?
I think anything that could have went wrong.
Yeah.
I think that it was just like a little bit of a little bit of unfortunate situations initially that just snowballed. And you know, I've been a part of a game like that maybe once or twice in my career. You know, a game kind of like that, I would feel like happens every year to each team. Not that bad, but. You know, it happens to every team at least once per year. You have to show up to play in the NFL, period. And, you know, when you get things like, you know, when you get things like fumble recoveries and, you know, you give up, you know, touchdowns on missed assignments like that, you know, if those things lead to bigger, you know, bigger issues. So, you know, we got to play better, no doubt about it. And that was embarrassing. And, you know, the thing that what I felt the worst about is because, you know, I'm here with this great locker room full of guys. You know, we work hard. We care about each other. And we go out there and we really try to put on for our families and everything like that. But when you put a performance up like that, it makes you feel bad. You know, you naturally take it hard. And everybody took that one hard. You know, everybody took responsibility for that. And, you know, we moved on eventually. And, you know, we got back to playing. But at the same time, it's like, you don't want to see that for the guys who you see working day in, day out. You know, you want to see success. And ultimately, that's just not who we were.
Talking to Aaron Kendricks, Chargers linebacker. Thank you so much, Eric. Before we get you out of here, I'm very interested to see who you pick, because that man is in your division, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Who do you think is going to take home the Super Bowl on Sunday?
I've been saying this. I said this the last time they played. I'm going Niners, which it sounds crazy because I'm going against Mahomes.
Yeah.
Period. It's just – it is what it is. You know, I know he's in my division. I love playing against him. He's, you know, very, very good competitor. But, you know, it's hard.
Yeah. There you go. Eric Kendricks, thank you so much, man. Good luck the rest of your career, and we'll talk to you soon.
Take it easy.
All righty, let's get to a break. Styles and Watkins, when we get back, more Niners, more Chiefs, live from Vegas, thanks to Jiffy Lube, Sactown Sports.
Styles and Watkins road trip to Radio Row in Las Vegas is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. For car maintenance from oil changes to tires and brakes, Jiffy Lube has you covered. Now back to more of Styles and Watkins.
Sactown Sports Road Trip to Radio Row in Las Vegas is brought to you by our friends at Jiffy Lube. When it's time for a road trip, visit Jiffy Lube for all your automotive maintenance needs. Jiffy Lube is your road trip headquarters. You know, I hate to put you on the spot here,
yeah.
Chris.
Do it!
But honestly, it's hard for me to even remember everybody. Do you have, not that we're done, we're still rocking and rolling, do you have a favorite interview so far?
Ooh, that's a great question. In a way, I understand why someone would say it's kind of like picking your kids. You know, it's
right.
A little bit tough. But
yes.
Man, that first day, I really liked a lot of the – Stevie Johnson to me is probably the biggest surprise. I wasn't expecting
right.
to really feel anything different about Stevie or anything mm-hmm. like that. And just how real he was, that definitely stuck out to me. Michelle Beadle was probably the most fun
yep.
I feel like we had. Golic this morning I thought was awesome. Man, it's been awesome. I really don't think we have, and truthfully, I mean, we've had, I don't know, I mean, because I know there's going to be some that we don't even get to air. We've probably talked with, I don't know, 20,
yeah.
30 people. I don't think, in my opinion.
20, 30?
I don't know. Even. No,
yeah.
Jay, yeah. No, you
like
could,
more
you
than
60.
Yeah.
And
it's all a blur.
Yeah.
No, that's a
I don't think we've
call.
Done a bad interview. Mm-hmm. I really, it has not felt like anything's been awkward.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been pointed. We've had great guest engagement. We haven't had anyone sit in that chair and give us two-word answers. I
right.
really think this has been a really, really awesome couple days that we've had.
Yeah, and you never know what people are going to like. I got a text during the break from one of my best buds saying that Craig LeBlanc was great. You know, the QB
he was awesome.
Guru.
Yeah, I dude. Talked with him like 10 minutes after.
Yeah,
our
and he showed us the videos of the seventh grader, by the way.
That kid's going to be an elite.
He's nice. He's nice.
Yeah.
He's
coming
nice.
Soon.
So, look, well, you know, as things are winding down, we're running out of time to get our clout in. So just so everybody knows who is walking around right now,
yeah.
we saw Michael Irvin. He was in a
yes.
nice aqua blue suit.
Yep.
We got Brandon Cooks that we're looking
and
at right here.
Stephon Gilmore.
Stephon Gilmore
together.
Is right there
mm-hmm.
next to him.
I
a
saw
bunch
Aiden
of people.
Hutchinson walk through.
Aiden Hutchinson walking by. So a lot of
Cam
people.
Cam's still walking
Cam
around.
Cam is still walking around. And
got
he must
game
have about
changer.
18 of those shirts.
Oh
he's got on a nut. He's got on the game changer game manager shirt. But yeah. I was thinking about that, right? Before Cam did, and Mark Schlereth, by the way, doing great on YouTube. Check
yeah.
out that interview as well, Mark Schlereth. That was a great one.
Yeah.
Before
Chuck
Cam
Liddell,
said the –
yeah.
Yeah, Nate Fanboy.
Rampage.
Chuck
is he really?
Liddell.
Rampage
I saw,
is here.
I
yeah.
saw.
I saw
you look
Rampage.
Happy. You look happy as a clam, and I'm happy
yeah.
for you. I'm happy for,
it's for his dad.
He blamed it for his dad.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. And before – and not to – I don't mean to
no,
keep interrupting
yeah,
you,
yeah,
Alan.
Yeah.
Make sure before we get out of here, mm-hmm. let everybody know, you know, and I'll put a list together. We have like 8, 9, 10 interviews
yes.
that we aren't able to fit in during on air.
Yeah.
And so you'll be able to go catch those on YouTube as well.
That's
yes.
right. You will definitely
Super
be able to catch
Jay
those
on it.
At YouTube. I was just going to say the game changer game manager thing. What did we call non-game managers before Cam said, and I don't know if Cam made it up or not, but
right.
based on the shirt, I think he did. Was it just elite? I mean, what was
I
it?
I mean, that's really what it was, right? The
or,
Joe
or
is
not
Joe
good.
Flacco.
Or
it was either,
good.
Yeah, you're a game manager, are you elite, or you just are elite? Because it was always
right.
the Eli Manning. You can't spell elite without Eli. Joe Flacco, is he elite?
Right.
These were the narratives, and it was, I mean, it's just moving the goalpost. But, yeah, absolutely. It's, I think, to my knowledge, Cam was the first person I
think
heard
he did, and
use
that's why he got the shirts.
Yeah, he probably should.
You know, I want one of those shirts.
I do
you know, I'm trying to get some of those shirts. You know, yesterday we had the most gifts. We got a bunch of gifts
yes.
yesterday.
Yeah.
So that was
from
great.
Who?
We got Andrew Sandejo gave us.
Yeah.
What was it? Brain water.
The brain was, tree.
Yeah, yeah,
water.
Yeah.
We
mm-hmm.
had. Watson
yes.
X as well. We
yeah.
got those shirts.
But I'm saying from who?
I'm trying to remember.
Oh,
Jeff.
Okay.
You're putting me on the spot.
Well, maybe I should say from what college?
Oh.
Oh, okay. That, yeah,
UT,
that's where I was going.
That's why he was right. saying, he's like, you
no.
see how UT rolls?
I got
the y'all don't
shirt,
get nothing.
You know, thank you, Jay. Thank you for that. Yeah, it's just been a great experience. And I really do think that the Niners will get it done because they have no choice. They have no choice now. Jay, you the one. You always come fitted up in the Niner gear.
Yeah.
I mean, this one would hurt. I know
this one would
hurt.
You're 100% right.
Yeah.
This one would be the worst one. And I say that because everyone, when you lose, is the worst one, right?
That's right.
But this one would be the worst one. I think going into it, if it wasn't – like, it's almost – and correct me if I'm wrong – from your opinion, your thoughts, fellas, it's almost because it's Pat Mahomes. And I think, you know, of the 30 people that have sat in this chair and said that they're picking the Chiefs, is because I'm looking up at this guy.
Yes,
I'm looking at 15. I'm looking
right
at Pat. Like,
right.
I can't go against him. I can't. Like, no one's talking about the Chiefs.
Right.
Everyone has basically
no.
said, I'm looking at this guy right here in front of me, number 15, who's sitting on a banner next to Purdy and Travis Kelce and who was that?
Debo.
Debo. That's Debo. And it's interesting because I think if there was any other team from the AFC that was on this banner, including Lamar Jackson, even though Lamar and them beat the Niners, I think people would be picking the 49ers.
Well, I think basically it's a lot of people that are like me who picked against the Chiefs the whole time during the playoffs, and now they just don't want to get burned by Mahomes again. And ultimately, it is a safe pick. Because you pick Mahomes and they win, it's Mahomes. You pick Mahomes and they lose, well, I didn't pick against the GOAT, you know, I didn't, or the future GOAT. He lost to a really good team, and look at Brock Purdy, right?
Yeah.
And I thought Lee Steinberg, speaking of just how things are going to change or could change for Brock if he gets this thing done.
Instantly, man.
I think one thing that we don't realize because we're so much just – we dive in deep to the sports world is that sports, as big as they are, it's also a bit niche, right? And if you look at different Instagram handles from musical artists to athletes, you will learn that very quickly.
Yes.
A lot of people do not know the name Brock Purdy. If he wins that Super Bowl, and I don't care how, if he hands it off 8,000 times, Brock Purdy's life will change forever.
Yes.
Forever.
Agreed.
Like Sandlot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, and I feel like it's not, you know, the 49ers are a legacy brand as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really big deal. And maybe not the Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback Super Bowl champion, but it might be.
So you're saying Troy Aikman is bigger than Joe Montana?
I don't think so, but I think the platform in it's just by nature, I think, like, Dak Prescott is going to get more attention than Jeff Garcia.
I got you.
I just think the nature of being the Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback is such a huge, massive spotlight.
Mm.
I don't think there's anything else in sports like the pressure of being the Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback. There's Rampage.
There's my boy Rampage, man. Yeah.
Looking like he can still enter the ring, man.
Man, that's the A team right there,
dude,
baby.
That's crazy.
That's Baracus.
Yeah. And, I mean, this is crazy, man. Yeah. How was that fight you went to yesterday?
Yeah. It was boring.
Really?
Yeah, because Teofimo.
You're a fight dude, too.
I'm a big-time fight dude. Teofimo Lopez, he got the decision victory. Unanimous decision over Jermaine Ortiz out of Worcester, Massachusetts. Teofimo is a showman. He came out even kind of like with the circus atmosphere. He had, you know, stilt guy.
Yeah.
He had ring woman and all these different things. He had a top hat on, you know, like the grandmaster. And he didn't give none of that. And I know
inside
looking
the
at
ring,
the fight inside the ring – And don't get me wrong, Jermaine Ortiz, he was on his bicycle, which meant he ran around for non-boxing fans. He didn't stay still. He didn't brawl. He didn't go toe-to-toe. And a lot of fans they don't like that. They want you to, you know, it's gladiator sport. They want you to go toe-to-toe.
Yeah, they just want to see two guys slugging. They want a heavyweight matchup every time.
No,
right?
Man, that's not what he did. He pot-shotted, which means, you know, snuck out a quick jab, hit, and then got on the bicycle. And so it wasn't great for the eyes. It definitely wasn't great for the eyes. I thought Jermaine Ortiz won. Teofimo didn't hit him at all. But, you know, when you are the champ, when you have multiple belts, when you are star-studded, when you are the Taylor Swift, so to say, when you're the Pat Mahomes, look, we're going to go ahead and push you a little bit further because we want to make a few more bucks on you when you fight a bigger name. And so that's what happened.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look, we have the Andy Reid. Andy Reid is here. He made it. Trying to get him in the shot
Nate
just doing a great job. The super producing just
shouts out to Nate this week too.
No, he really
Nate's
has
been killing it.
Like,
he's the only if anyone's
media.
Watching on YouTube, man, we look like we're in a 4K movie right
that's
now.
Right.
That's
right.
That's
right.
Nate.
Doing
that
a great job.
And while I'm at it too, man, let me say this from the outside looking in. This is your guys' first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Salute to y'all, bro.
Thank you.
And I say that to you, man, is I remember my first Super Bowl, right? And it's overwhelming sometimes.
For sure.
Especially when you look around and you see Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Or you see Shador walking by and he's got an entourage
Stephen
like
a.
he's already a pro.
He
like,
did walk
dude,
by
you,
today, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, yeah. You know, exactly. And so kudos to you guys for keeping your hat on top of your head.
Yep.
You know, obviously there's some people we would love to get. Obviously we had people lined up.
Yeah.
Obviously we got people that we wanted. And for you guys to take all of that in stride, you know, work the clock, talk to people, create questions. Like, a lot of people don't understand what goes into what we do. And it's funny because when you sit down and we talk to Tequila Spikes, you talk to Michael Brockers, guys who are full-fledged millionaires, athletes, you know, they have it all.
Yeah.
But what do they say? Man, it's hard to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to create questions.
Yes.
It's hard to do what you guys do. It's hard to sit down, look a person in the eye, and create something that people want to hear.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing about it is, yeah, if you're blessed to talk, we all can talk.
Yeah.
But you have to be funny. You have to be captivating.
Yeah.
You have to be interesting. You have to ask pointed questions, you know? And so I want to make sure before – because you guys get to talk, I want to make sure we give you your thank yous and appreciations this week, man, because you guys have been knocking it out, bro. And now it's over, right?
Right.
It's here and it's over. Yes, man.
Right.
We'll give Jay his flowers later, but I will add on to what he's saying. And I told you this, I think, day one. This has almost felt like a radio boot camp in a way.
Man,
where it's like
definitely an interview.
You're
going
to get through this, and then at the end, like, next week, whatever, any guest we ever have on,
easy.
I'm never going to stress about, oh my God, I don't know
anything. Right,
because I know now I can whip something up in a 3-minute break or
exactly.
something like that.
And
it's crazy.
It'll definitely help us in the future, and it'll help the listening experience for everybody, all the Sac Towners, everybody that listens to us.
Thank you for everyone who stuck around.
Day. Yeah, thank you so much. We know.
I know this isn't your normal content.
Yes, we were flipping back and forth trying to get the Kings in. Yeah. Luckily, the Kings did nothing.
They gave us no news.
Right.
So
there was no
Kings,
problem.
Appreciate it.
All right, got to get to a break when we get
back. No, we don't.
No,
we got no break. We're straight through to 55, brother.
We're all the way through.
That's why
we're running through this thing.
That's why. But that's why I wanted you guys, and I said that because I wanted you guys to talk about your experience because
okay.
that's something that people you know want to hear, man.
Yeah.
Like,
there you go.
It's very interesting to be here.
Yeah.
No, it's especially the first time in the first Vegas Super Bowl,
right?
You know, and see some of the things, experience these things. Man, talk about that stuff.
Yeah,
brother.
No.
Actually,
you know?
I'm curious from someone who has been to a couple different radio rows or been to a couple Super Bowls. I think we asked Q this day one.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we're on Friday, has Vegas added anything to this?
I think outside of
like when we get
radio
out,
like I think that has.
Yeah.
I've seen it very interesting, and I've kind of noticed this too. And just speaking to everybody, I think a lot of people are coming in a little later to Vegas because it's so expensive,
interesting,
right? And
right.
so, as we've seen over the last couple of days, Radio Row's always going to be Radio Row.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, what I've heard from other people the last pandemic years and all that, that kind of messed up some things.
Sure.
But the Super Bowls that I've attended looks just like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looks just like this. Absolutely. But we see more entertainers here, I think, this year as well.
Yeah.
Because it's Las Vegas.
Yeah. 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 I mean, yeah, I don't really have too much, honestly. And look, Kyle, I'm going to need a Hail Mary. I think it was live. But, you know, the voice, I'm trying to make it here. I'm telling Chris, I'm trying to stay lubricated.
Oh,
I went with the Tequila Spikes, and it cracked right at the tequila. I was like, oh, my goodness. So Kyle, if you can get that one out, much appreciated. I think it was live, though, so I think it's already happened. But, yeah, man, you know, it's been a great experience meeting so many people, and we're not done yet. We're still here. You know, we're going to meet some more people tonight.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just thankful, to number one, to Jiffy Lube. For making this happen because it was really something that I'll always remember.
Yes.
And everybody that's listening, you know, I love my clout, okay? I got enough clout to last, not a lifetime, I'd say, until next week.
Because
I'm going to need some more. But, Jay,
stop,
you know what? There are a lot of people out here that talk about it. Jay does talk about it, but he's about it as well.
Yes,
he is about that business.
Yeah.
He's done it for the show, getting some guests. He's done it outside of the show, really helping the experience.
Yes.
So I just want to say thank you to Jay.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, you set the bar high.
Yeah.
You did set the bar high,
you're right.
But you reached it.
You reached it.
We're
trying to get there, man. I appreciate that. It, you know, this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, fellas, when we come here, and, you know, hopefully this is the first of more, many more.
Yeah.
This is when it takes over. Like,
yeah.
you know, it switches over. Because what we do every single day, it's not like I take that for granted. But it's also one of those things where it's like, I mean, we only really working 2-3 guests in a day.
Yeah.
I, you know, I only have to talk to you 4-6 times. You know, I'm checking clocks and stuff. A little more here, though. And that's I like that. I enjoyed it. And sometimes it reinvigorates
love of the game, right?
Yes,
yeah.
The love of the game. Exactly. Yeah. And so I appreciate the situation, man. And like you said, being a part of this, you know, because I'm not part of the midday.
Yeah. Right.
So I appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was the Super Bowl crew.
Yeah.
You know,
yes, sir.
We'll get tattoos or something like that.
Yes,
you know, that's what
you said you were going to get a tattoo when you were here.
And Nate, I told you that off air.
And I didn't want to tell anyone about the Chuck Liddell thing.
Well, that's true, too. Okay. Yeah.
You don't have to do them like that, Nate. Just because it's not an eye for an eye, Nate. Goodness.
There you go.
I don't even know what that means.
That's right. That's right. You know, I just think that the crazy thing for me was seeing Jay have to tell people no.
Yes.
I'm not trying to pat ourselves on the back, but there are a lot of people here, right, trying to get people on the show. Chris and I have been doing this thing for maybe, I don't even know if we hit 4 months yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think that we have. And to watch Jay have to tell people every single day, no, we don't have time for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No disrespect whatsoever.
No.
It really just made me think, man, I think we're going in the right direction. Each day we got to get better. Each day we got to keep getting stronger. But we got a good team. We got a good foundation. And I'm just thankful to be a part of it. I ran into people from my old job to peel back the curtain.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Carlos almost made me cry earlier with how nice he was. So I'm just – we don't ever do this. We never really break character.
Yeah.
And I think if there's ever an opportunity to do it, it is now.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, you know, I'm thankful for everybody, Sacramento. We're just getting started.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to keep rolling.
Live in the moment.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to, fellas.
We got to.
Live in the moment, man. Because there's a lot of people, and I'm pretty sure you guys can attest to this, there's a lot of people who found out you were coming to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl, and they were like, man, how?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, what
no.
for?
Yeah.
It was hard for them to understand. You know how many – you're lucky. You're blessed. Man, I wish I was you. Oh, I know it's going to be fantastic. Your team is going to the Super Bowl and you're going to the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Right.
Like, I got that so many times from Uber drivers to the mailman.
Yeah.
To mailmans don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, you get what I'm saying because – mail just is like snail mail.
They
right
still
now.
Out there.
I know. So. You know. Shouts out
it's
to
like
our mail
man.
Folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully they're listening.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Right.
But I received that quite a bit.
Yeah.
I received, and I'm pretty sure you guys got that too.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. Let's get into some prop talk here.
Prop talk.
But this is a funny one, right? And we haven't done it. I feel like we only said Taylor Swift on the show.
I
the last
like we've
three
done
days, maybe
great
under
job.
10 times.
We have done
I think
a, great
we did a great job. But we're gonna do some here just because they're so ridiculous.
Yes.
Okay. This is these Taylor Swift props. Taylor Swift primary.
Also, hold on. There are so many Taylor
I know.
Swift props.
It's I know.
Disgust. I think there might be like more Taylor Swift specific props than actual game props.
Taylor Swift primary color of top.
Oh my god.
Coming off
red.
The plane. I'm reading these lies.
It's going to be red.
Coming off the plane. Not even
not
there.
Even at the game.
You have
what shade of red is that Chiefs? Like ketchup? That's not ketchup.
Ketchup
it's kind of
red.
Ketchup.
I think it's Heinz red or something like that.
Okay.
I mean,
black
yeah.
at +200, reds. I can't believe I'm doing this.
It's
silver,
red,
gray, blue, yellow, green.
But
if you play green, you gotta you could
she can rock
some
the alternate
chicken.
Though, because you know it might be too obvious. I think she wore. I really hate that. I feel like I know this, but I think she wore red in the or the AFC Championship game. You know, she maybe you can switch it up. You know, you don't want to.
That's right.
You know, make it look. You know, they're famous and they're rich. You know, you can't be looking like you're wearing the same outfit as you were last time. Maybe she wore a Christian Juszczyk piece, huh?
Will Taylor Swift wear a Travis Kelce jersey during the game?
Does she not do that?
No, she hasn't done it. She hasn't worn a Travis.
And then the custom use check stuff doesn't count, right? If she's wearing like a custom.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
We can't get to it.
Yeah,
anymore.
When money's involved.
I hear you. All right, Taylor Swift primary color of top. Taylor Swift.
Lipstick color.
Wear on bottom half. Lipstick color. Why is this happening?
Yeah, all right.
There's an over-under on pieces of jewelry she will wear.
This is crazy.
Like, it's nuts. That there is going to be people who legitimately make or break their bank account.
No, this is crazy here.
Sunday.
Okay, all right. I promise we're done after this.
Yeah.
Will Taylor Swift be seen mouthing a curse word?
Brother.
I'm going to say yeah.
Also, who
Nate, you said we were done. We were making fun of it, and then you took it.
Who is in charge of doing these, like making sure, oh, what did she say shoot, or was that, you know,
this is so can be rigged so easily.
That's what I'm
too.
Saying.
It's evil.
Too, yeah.
It's like, what if she?
What if she puts, or one of her team puts something down on? Oh, I already know she's going to wear a yellow. Like it's crazy, man. Yeah. It's just it's absolutely nuts.